Blog Talk Radio.
This is the message for you today. Christianity is a relationship. My proof text shall be taken from the book of Matthew 22. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parable and said, verse 2, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son. Verse 3, and sent out his servant to call those who are invited to the wedding. And they were not willing to come. Take notice of that. That is unwilling. Verse 4. Again, he sent out other servants, saying, tell those who are invited, say, I have prepared my dinner. That is all necessary. I will take you to our proof text now. Verse 37. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Verse 38. This is the first and great commandment. That is where we are going now. And I will take you to the book of John 21, verse 15. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than this? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. Back to the title, Christianity is a relationship. Relationship exists where there's love. The kind of relationship I'm talking about has to do with love. Christianity is a relationship. It's not a religion. So the question you need to ask yourself today, are we Christians with what is happening in churches today? Where this church, that church will begin to accuse themselves, persecuting themselves, division in the house, division within, division on the outside. Are we Christians or religious people? Going by what has happened. We are not religious. If we are religious, division everywhere. Because of the principle that holds the religious people, bring about the division. We are not led by senses, they lead by senses. But today, going by what is happening around the world, can you just tell me by what is happening and what we are seeing all over the world? This against this, that against that. This is not Christianity. Jesus came to restore the fellowship and relationship between God and man. Jesus came to restore the relationship and fellowship between who? God and man. Take note of that fellowship. Where there's relationship, fellowship. Where there's fellowship, relationship. Where there's relationship, there's love. Nothing will keep us on course like a deep love for the Lord. Nothing will carry us through the hardship when there is no money in our pockets, when there is sickness, when there is hardship. Nothing will carry us through the hardship like a sincere devotion to Christ. Ministry does not begin with a relationship with people. It begins with a relationship with God. And that relationship overflows to people. When you have a relationship with people, you must know where that relationship flows from. First to God, then to human beings. In that book of John 21, verse 15, take your time from verse 1 to the end, but I just want to read this text 15. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than this?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." Look, it is very surprising, dear, that the Lord Jesus did not ask Peter, "Do you love people?" Loving people is important for ministry. Loving God is more important. Jesus did not ask Peter if he was a gifted speaker. Jesus, yes, your Bible, in the name of Jesus, amen. He did not ask Peter if he was a gifted speaker, a talented leader. He did not ask Peter the seminary training or Bible college he attended. Those things are important, but they are not the issue. Tell your neighbor, those things are important, but they are not the issue. Tell your neighbor once again. They are not the issue. The issue is quite simple. Eloquent speech, gifted speaker, a talented leader are very important, but they are not the issue. The issue is quite simple. The basic qualification for lasting ministry is found in Jesus' question, "Do you love me?" In other words, do you have a relationship with me? Because relationship cannot exist without love. Quoting Bible from Genesis to Revelation, memorize it and have a vast knowledge of it, are very important, but they are not the issue. The issue is quite simple. The basic qualification for lasting ministry is found in Jesus' question. Do you love me in other way? Do you have a relationship with me? That is the question. Jesus is asking you. Church today has been taken over by man's natural gifts, speaking skill, friendliness, ability to inspire has taken over the church. That brings Satan to begin to beat the drum in the church of God. Man's natural gifts, ability, talent, and education. Once you can speak very well, you begin to open Bible and preach the word of God. You never knew that this is a man's natural gift. You see man's natural gift for God's work is dangerous. It's challenging in the church today. And that has reduced God's kingdom to human knowledge. Education, ability, talent must be obedient to God's way before he can receive God's blessing. There are challenges in the church today. The use of man's natural gift, talent, ability, and education. These are secular knowledge. And our body is the laboratory. Why God's supernatural gift, our heart is the laboratory. Take your time to go to the book of 1 Corinthians 12, and you take your reading from verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Verse 8. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the same Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. And so on and so forth. What I'm trying to say here is that the supernatural gift of the Spirit given to believers to minister to one another, these are separated from man's natural gifts. Let me give a good example. If I want to talk by man's natural gifts, it is my human nature that will do it. I will teach, but my human nature will take it over. Which is different from when corresponding power from heaven comes, which is different from when I'm under the control of the Holy Spirit. Take your Bible to John 14, verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you, can you see that teaching I'm talking about? Will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. In this case now, a person has the ability to teach by man's natural gifts. Here, the Holy Spirit teaches as he wills. The Holy Spirit teaches, prays, fasts, witness, testifies, as he wills. But man has the ability
to teach.
Man has the ability to fast. Man has the ability to pray. Man has the ability to go out and testify. Yes, I'm here to preach the word of God to you. Yes, Jesus is the word. I'm telling you now, you have to accept Jesus. And he's the one testifying. Jesus never sent him. He's doing the without corresponding power. Doing the without the support of heaven. He loves it to do it. When you love something, you must also receive the corresponding agreement. Okay, it's for you. So now the challenge the church is facing is that we don't know that the ministry of God cannot be reduced to human knowledge. The main thing about Christianity is not the work we do, but the relationship we maintain. And the atmosphere produced by that relationship. And the atmosphere produced by that relationship. Yes. You have passion, or you love to be a pastor, or you want to work for God. It is not enough to go to school to study Bible. When you study Bible, you study it, but what of the relationship we are talking about? You have to build this relationship. What we do for God is only a reflection of the relationship we have with God. Tell your neighbor, what we do for God is only a reflection of the relationship we have with God. If we want to be able to do great things, we need to have a great relationship. Tell your neighbor, if you want to be able to do great things, you need to have a great relationship. Like Daniel in the lion's den, Daniel had a great relationship that enabled that to happen. If you want to have a ministry that is strong, your relationship must be strong. With who? With God. Going by that test in John 21, I take it back about Peter. Ministry does not begin with a love for people. It begins with a love for God. And that love overflows to people. So this message wants to tell you that you should stretch your life. Stretch it. Let's read together again what Jesus is saying here. It's so clear. And I like that. Listen to what he says. So when they had eaten breakfast, that is, you were there, I was there too. In this gathering, all Christians, those 12 actually make up all of us today. You were there, I was there. Tell your neighbor, I was there, you were there. So in this question, you incite your name there. That when we were sitting down, eating, gathering with Jesus, and we are all there. Now, you say, So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, one of us is Simon Peter. Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than this? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. Never you forget that ministry does not begin with a love for people. It begins with a love for God. And that love overflows to people. If you say you love me, you must love God first. And if you don't love God and you say you love me, where does the love flow from? The main thing about Christianity is not the work we do, but the relationship we maintain. Stretch your hand, Father, we thank you. Holy Ghost, we thank you. Your body is temple of Holy Ghost. My body is temple of Holy Ghost. Right now, open your lips if there's any barrier, whatever that unclean spirit might have used to connect you with himself, right now begin to break that spirit right now. Break the spirit in the name of Jesus. Open your lips and begin to break the spirit. Break the spirit right now. Break the spirit. Your body is the temple of Holy Ghost. Begin to break the spirit in the name of Jesus.
Votre corps est le corps du Saint-Esprit, le temple du Saint-Esprit. Quel que soit l'esprit qui vous tourmente, brisez l'esprit dans le nom de Jésus-Christ.
Break it, open your lips right now. Begin in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Break the spirit. Break the spirit. Break the spirit. Open your lips. Whatever spirit that is tormenting your life,
qui tourmente votre vie, continue de prier, brisez cet esprit, quel que soit l'esprit qui tourmente votre vie, brisez l'esprit dans le nom de Jésus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Listen to me once again. Whatever spirit that stands against you, that connects you to failure, that connects you to disease, that connects you to setback, that connects you to hardship, that connects you to nightmare, open your lips and begin to break the spirit right now.
Ouvrez vos lèvres, quel que soit l'esprit qui vous tourmente, qui vous connecte au cauchemar, qui vous connecte au trouble, brisez cet esprit dans le nom de Jésus-Christ.
Comienza a quebrantar todo espíritu que lo conecte con enfermedad, con fracaso. Empieza a quebrantarlo en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In
the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You evil spirit!
Tu espíritu diabólico!
You evil spirit!
Tu espíritu diabólico!
Go!
Tu espíritu diabólico, fuera!
Go!
Go!
In the mighty name of Jesus!
Dans le puissant nom de Jésus Christ!
En le nom de Jésus Christ!
Say, my body is the temple of Holy Ghost!
Mon corps est le temple du Saint-Esprit! Mi cuerpo es el cuerpo para el Espíritu Santo!
Say, ow! In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Open your lips and begin to disconnect yourself. Disconnect yourself. Say Holy Ghost fire.
Dispel de cet esprit. Vous pouvez voler et commencer à vous déconnecter.
Desconnectez-vous con el fuego del Espíritu Santo. Oremos. Déconnectez-vous vous-même. Priez. Empiece a desconectarse. Ore en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo.
You evil spirit.
Vous esquivez.
Right now, begin to lose it. Kick it out. Kick it out of your life. Kick it out in the name of Jesus. Kick it out. Kick it out. Kick it out. Let you evil spirit. In my business. In my life. In my career. Say out. Kick it out. Kick it out. Kick it out.
Chútelo. Saque el espíritu contrario de su vida en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo. Ore.
Get out.
Chútelo.
Say, get you out.
En el nombre de Jesús.
You are evil spirit. In my life. In my business. In my career. Say, get you out.
Go. Fuera. Patee todo espíritu diabólico. Pateelo en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo.
Get down, open your lips.
The man of God said you should continue to kick it out in the name of Jesus.
Kick it out. Holy Ghost. Kick it out, kick it out. In the name of Jesus. Begin to kick it out. In your life.
De tu vida. Saque todo espíritu contrario. Patelo en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo.
Be wise all over the world.
Televidente.
Those of you that are under the influence of this pelican. Right now. Begin to kick out. Kick him out. Kick the devil. Kick him out. Kick him out. Kick him out. Jesus. Be one all over the world. Be one all over the world. In the mighty name of Jesus. I join you. Get it out. Get that demon out. In your system. Get him out. In your home. Get him out. In the name of Jesus. Get him out. Get him out. Get him out. In the name of Jesus. Divas all over the world. Where can you go from in his presence? Anywhere you are. Whatever spirit that is tormenting your life. Whatever spirit that connects you to himself. Be broken. 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 In the name of Jesus. I command that spirit. Your body is temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body is the temple of Holy Ghost. Your body is the temple of Holy Ghost. Give us all over the world. Whatever spirit that is tormenting your life. That is cement your career. In the name of Jesus. Ow! 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Those of us that are under the influence of this telecast, begin to give thanks to God. Give thanks to Him. The Lord is good. Give thanks to God for your liberty.
We believe you have been inspired by the clip you have just watched. Click here to subscribe to witness more of God's power at work in our generation today. And stay up to date with the latest prophecies, deliverances, sermons, and testimonies from the Synagogue Church of All Nations. Emmanuel TV, changing lives, changing nations, and changing the world.